Today we're going to learn about the famous abolitionist, Harriet Tubman. Born into slavery, Harriet Tubman escaped to freedom as a young woman. Once free herself, she became determined to free her family and anyone else that she could. She returned many times to the South, guiding hundreds to freedom along the secret network called the Underground Railroad. In fact, she led so many out of slavery that Harriet became known as the Moses of her people. She also served in the Union Army during the Civil War as a cook, nurse, scout, and spy. Harriet Tubman was born sometime around 1820. Even she may not have known exactly when, and named Araminta Ross. Both of her parents were slaves, living and working on a large plantation in Maryland. The couple had 9 children, 3 of which were sold and sent away while Harriet was young. Even as a small child, Harriet had to work hard. When she was only 5 or 6 years old, she was sent to a plantation house to help take care of a baby. As she grew older, she worked in the fields and forests, plowing and driving oxen. She always looked for ways to resist, once running away for 5 days, and other times wearing thick layers of clothing to soften the beatings. When she was about 12 years old, Harriet was accidentally hit in the head with a heavy iron weight after refusing to help punish another slave who had gone to the store without permission. The blow knocked her unconscious and left a deep scar. She also suffered seizures, headaches, and other problems from it for the rest of her life. In 1844, she married a free black man, John Tubman. It was around this time that Araminta Ross changed her name to Harriet for her mother and Tubman, her husband's last name. In 1849, Harriet heard that she was going to be sold and decided to escape. Her husband refused to leave, so she went with 2 of her brothers. Her brothers changed their minds and turned back, but Harriet pushed on towards Philadelphia and freedom. She traveled by night to avoid slave catchers, following the North Star, and guided along the Underground Railroad. After traveling nearly 90 miles on foot, she reached Pennsylvania. She said, "When I found I had crossed that line, I looked at my hands to see if I was the same person. There was such a glory over everything. The sun came like gold through the trees and over the fields, and I felt like I was in heaven." Safe in Philadelphia, Harriet began to think of her family. She wanted them to be free, too. Beginning in 1850, Harriet Tubman returned to Maryland over and over again to lead enslaved family members and friends to freedom. In 1851, she went back for her husband, but he had married another woman and did not want to go with her. Harriet had to be clever to avoid being caught. She usually went to rescue slaves during the winter, when the nights were long and dark and people stayed inside. When she had a group of slaves ready to escape, they were careful not to leave until Saturday night. The newspaper could not publish runaway notices until Monday morning, giving them a better head start. Once, when she was about to be recognized by a former owner, Harriet grabbed a newspaper and pretended to read it. Since everyone knew that she couldn't read, he ignored her. On one of her last missions, Harriet rescued her parents. Although they had both been freed, they were in danger of being arrested for helping slaves escape. Harriet led them to Canada, where they were reunited with other friends and family members that she had led to freedom. Because of her quick thinking, Harriet was never captured, and neither were the people she was helping to escape. "I was conductor of the Underground Railroad for 8 years," Harriet said. "And I can say what most conductors can't say. I never ran my train off the track, and I never lost a passenger." As the Civil War neared, Harriet stopped going to the South to rescue slaves. Instead, she helped soldiers and escaped slaves as a nurse, and later, as the leader of a band of scouts and a spy. In 1863, Harriet Tubman became the first woman to lead an armed assault in the Civil War in a riverboat raid that freed more than 750 slaves. After the Confederacy surrendered in 1865, Harriet returned home to a property she had purchased in New York. In 1869, Harriet was married for the second time to a Civil War veteran named Nelson Charles Davis. Together, they adopted a baby girl and lived together as a family until Davis died in 1888. Despite all her accomplishments, Harriet was poor. Friends came together to help support her. One woman, Sarah Hopkins Bradford, wrote two biographies of Harriet Tubman's life in an attempt to raise some money for her. Eventually, Harriet was awarded a government pension for her service during the Civil War as a nurse. In her later years, she began to promote women's suffrage. She was once asked if she thought women should have the right to vote, and she replied, "I've suffered enough to believe it." Harriet Tubman died of pneumonia in 1913, around the age of 90. She was buried with semi-military honors at the Fort Hill Cemetery in Auburn, New York. Today, Harriet Tubman is remembered as an American icon. She has been commemorated with statues. Many schools have been named in her honor, and she was the first African-American woman honored on a postage stamp. In 2013, President Barack Obama approved the creation of the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad National Monument in Maryland. I hope you enjoyed learning about Harriet Tubman today. Goodbye till next time.
You're listening to ICAN. I'm author Susan Choi. Today during Storytime, I'm going to read to you from a book I wrote called Camp Tiger, published by Putnam. Storytime will begin in 1 hour, right here on ICAN.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICAN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2, McMinnville, 90.3.
And KQHR HD2, The Dells and Hood River, 88.1.